host Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
All right, we've got open lines all day today, and it should be interesting with retrograde in full bloom. First up, Sarah with Raisin Energy Healing. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Welcome back, Sarah.
Hi, Nicole. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Hopefully Mercury will keep quiet for us today. It's good to be here, and yeah, and I'm excited to do some healing sessions for callers and see what's cooking for folks. I am an energy medicine practitioner and help release blocks from the body and mind. The body and mind are not separate, as many of us believe or may have learned in health class. It's actually intimately connected, and if we work through physical, spiritual, and emotional and mental energies that are keeping us stuck, we can shift some pretty amazing things in our body that we may have been told can't heal. So that's why I'm so excited to do what I do, and I can't wait to jump in.
Okay. Well, take your time with the callers and go deep so we get an idea of what's going on. And let's see, 415. We've got a couple on the line right now, so I'm going to keep refreshing the board and wishing for the best. 415 is first. 267, you're going to be next, so stand by. 415, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Yep, 415, you're up. Hello, hello. Can you still hear me, Sarah?
I can, yes, I'm right here.
Okay. All right, 415, you're on mute or something, so we'll put you on hold. This is retrograde. We'll come back to you. 267. 267, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hey, Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hello.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi. Good. I'm glad that you're there because I called in. I was probably first before, but there was no one on the line, so I was like, I'll call back in a few minutes. Maybe they're a little delayed. So it's good. Nice that you're there.
Yeah, so what can we do for you today?
Just any, like, sort of clearing of my energy field just to help me step more into the new. I am really excited about some opportunities. Like, I'm waiting for offers to come in from interviews that I did the last couple of days. And I've just been cleaning up my house, like, reorganizing some stuff. And just anticipating. I was supposed to hear from someone yesterday. She told me she was going to contact. So, you know, I kind of go back and forth from like, okay, it's coming, good news happening, to like feeling a little bit unsteady. But like, I just keep affirming that the good is happening. So I like just about stepping into like opportunities with work.
Okay, perfect. Any health issues or chronic imbalances or anything at all that I should be aware of before I tune in on that?
I have been healing stuff with my throat for quite some years. So, yeah, if you want to help with that, that would be awesome too, which is some of it's been healing also during this time, which is cool, also, you know, too. Finally.
Okay,
Yeah. But I want it totally healed. I want, like, everything, like, totally. Like, I want to just be, like, back to, like, perfection as, like, we were when we were born, you know?
Right. And what kind of symptoms do you have in the throat?
I don't know if I really want to, like, get into, like, so many details with it, but it just is. It's just like variations of a recurrent theme of, I don't know how to like kind of share it without, I don't really want to go into it, but I just,
okay, no problem.
Yeah.
No pressure. I just was wondering if it was like a, you know, the throat usually governs our thyroid, and then we have swallowing, we have immune in our throat, we have lots of different things. So it's fine, though. We don't have to go through it. So let me tune in, and we'll just see what comes up. I will mention that I have recorded sessions available on my website, and some of those themes might call to you. Find My Voice is specifically about the throat energy, and it is out there on my Raise. This is the raisenenergy.com/digital sessions, or the digital sessions tab. So you can go and check out some of those if you want to go deeper on any thread we touch on today.
Okay.
So let me just tune in here.
I actually feel like I should say something. What's been going on is I've been very much speaking up, whereas like in the past, like being much more direct, which I always thought I was direct, but I've been being much more direct with people, as mm-hmm. well as like sort of cutting them off if they're like going on and on about things. And it's like, I have a lot of energy things that I've been working through as far as like feeling drained a lot. So that I feel like has to do with, one of the things has to do with like my throat is like, even in these interviews that I went on, like one of the guy was like kind of going on and on, like he just wanted to brainstorm stuff. And I kind of just stopped him and I was like, what specifically are we talking about with this job? And like, just really kind of putting forth my agenda rather than always letting people, just have their agendas. And then I feel like angry and used by it. And so I feel like me doing that has really been shifting. Just it's been making me feel good because I'm like more in my power. But I also feel like that must be affecting the throat also in a positive way.
Oh yeah. That'll open up your thyroid. That'll help you get more energy, more mm-hmm. vitality, more metabolic energy. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's great. Now those are excellent steps that, especially those of us who have had a suppressed throat where we didn't feel like we could speak our truth or advocate for ourselves, that's wonderful. Okay, where I'm being led to start is the heart. So we're just going to balance the heart energy to change and unknown, right? So it's not just change, it's also the fear of not knowing, or the concern of, well, maybe it's going to work out, maybe it won't, or what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. It's hard to visualize. That surrender can be really tricky for the heart energy, especially if there's been some anxiety and fear, which most of us have. Most of us have had big changes in our lives where it has been a little traumatic. Maybe you had a big move in your childhood, or maybe you started in a new school and it didn't go so well at first. These are some of the traumas around change that many of us carry. So we're just going to hold this heart energy with that unknown upheaval that you're going through right now, where you're in between things. And, you know, routine and stability definitely serves us, but so does shaking those things up. So it can be a little scary, though, for the heart energy. The heart energy can get a bit stirred up. It can get anxious. It can get even fear and worry. So we're just going to hold heart here. And we're going to calm that energy down. So it almost feels a bit swirly. And any listeners here, if you're going through any kind of major change, there's a lot of change going on right now. So many of my clients are going through major life-changing events, moves, illnesses, triggers, you know, whatever. There's so much going on right now demanding that we step up and crack out of some of these old paradigms that we've been in. So we're holding this idea of stirred up change that might be affecting you too. And if you're listening to this, you are receiving the healing. So we're basically, it's like smoothing. It almost looks like a volatile tornado cloud, you know, a big spiral cloud. And we're smoothing it and calming it down and bringing bringing a little bit of peace and stability to this hard energy. Now, I want to link to this anxiety about change, because change is scary, but it can also be super exciting. And it usually leads to something better. Even if that first step is scary, it usually leads to something that is a better fit for our life. So we're just going to hold this idea that change can be scary, but it can also be amazing.
Yeah, and also the thing is that I desire to do several different things with my career, like different jobs or areas. And the thought came into my mind when I interviewed with both of these people that, hey, I'm going to take both of the jobs and like work out some sort of way to work that, that I can do both. But there's been a lot of, I haven't been able to come to peace with how am I going to balance both of these things? And I don't like feeling overwhelmed. I don't like working all the time. And also like that I see over the years. So I don't like, it's kind of like what I speak to spirit a lot about, like, how do I do it? I'm trying to just like, again, surrender to it and see how it unfolds, but I just can't really come to peace with it. So maybe you're able to help a little bit with that too.
We need that link between heart energy and gut feel. That the enteric brain and the heart brain are, with the head brain, are our three major brain centers, massive energy centers in the body. We need that heart brain and the gut brain to be speaking fluidly and seamlessly in order for your intuition and your wisdom, your intellect, to be able to speak to one another, because these major changes are multifaceted and they're important. So they require some analysis. They require some feeling of what do I really want to do? And then they require some checking in with our brain. Well, what is reasonable and practical? And then we need to balance those two together to come to a solution that makes sense for us. Now, there are some places in the body where imbalance can really keep us from being able to come to a decision, even with little silly things. If your gallbladder is stressed, and this is, again, for anybody listening, if your gallbladder is stressed, it's going to be hard to make good decisions. You're going to feel very indecisive, even about little things that may not matter, like what flavor of ice cream to get, or what route to take home, what directions should I go for to get home in the evening or whatever. When we feel indecisive, that gallbladder can be pretty stirred up. There are other places in the body too. So let's just ask if there's any way to improve clarity. Of course there is. Where can we work to boost clarity for you, Jessica? So let me just hold that. So we do want to balance that heart brain to enteric brain. So we're going to balance the connection of the two, the movement of energy. Now, the enteric brain usually includes the solar plexus, chakra, energy center, which is huge, and our digestion. And then it also includes some of the sacral energies as well. So we really want to hold large intestine, small intestine, liver, pancreas, spleen. All of these major organs are part of that enteric brain. And linking and balancing the communication through all of that with the heart. We're going to clear fear on the link between the two. Fear of failure, fear of making the wrong decision. Yeah, those two. Fear of failure, fear of making the wrong decision. And I think all of us could use this balance anytime we're looking at a major decision. So any major decision, whether it's a health decision, a work decision as it is here for Jessica, or for you, Jessica, anything, health, parenting, where to move, where to work. So we just want to balance this clearing fear of making the wrong decision, which can really paralyze us into getting clarity. Okay. And being able to surrender, that surrender that you're talking about. Okay. Now we're just going to hold large intestine and the microbiome, and we're going to balance. We're going to do a general system balance, general ecosystem. So we have an ecosystem of trillions of bacteria, archaea. I believe there's also virus and fungi. There's all kinds of species in our gut. They do all kinds of important things for us, including synthesizing vitamins, helping govern inflammation, influencing our metabolism, our blood sugar regulation, our weight set point, so many things. They're still discovering every day how much it impacts us. Even things like anxiety and autoimmune illness, they're proving there are links with the gut. I just saw an article the other day about Parkinson's and a particular species in the gut making you more susceptible. So there's so much. So what we want to do is balance the large intestine to any species that might be a little out of balance that is blocking that smooth movement into surrender. Now, surrender doesn't mean passivity. It means letting the universe bring the right solutions, the right opportunities, the right stepping stones. And it can even also mean being open to seeing those signs from the universe of those opportunities and stepping stones. So what we want to do is open to the universe by balancing the microbiome to clear any fear or unworthiness that the universe has your back and is going to bring the perfect solution to you. That's what we want to be able to deeply and fully own. And when we own that deeply, we're in a high vibration of trusting, and that fear voice of what if it doesn't work out, or what if I don't get the job I want, or what if, that goes away. When that goes away, we're in a higher vibration so we can actually manifest what we want. And we know, Jessica, you probably know this intellectually. I'm just going to remind you and anyone else listening. We know that if you don't get those two jobs, there's something better waiting. There's a reason that those two didn't work out. They may not be the right job. So we want to really open to it's okay if I do get it. It's okay if I don't get it. I know that the universe is bringing the perfect solutions to me in the right timing. So we're just going to hold this idea of surrender, but also paired with inspired action. You're taking inspired action. You know, you're following up with thank you notes. You're doing all the things. You're not doing them. When we pair surrender with inspired action, really great things can happen. We get the perfect opportunities that can really propel us forward. So we're just going to hold all of this in that large intestine for you and balance it here. Now, I do feel a threat of unworthiness in the intestines, so we want to clear that. We definitely want to be worthy of getting those perfect opportunities, of receiving those perfect opportunities. Okay. I'm just going to clear a bacteria. Actually, up in the heart energy. So sometimes this is a spiritual type of thing. It doesn't have to be in the physical body. It can be in any. It can be just in our energy body. But we're just holding bacteria and the heart and shame. Unworthiness. We're reminding your heart energy, which of course is our balancer. It's super important. Reminding that you are an infinite creator. You have a tremendous creative potential. You can create the opportunities you need. We're connecting heart to sacral chakra, creativity, creative power, and clearing anything that's limiting that. So there are some energies that are blocking that creative power. I'm holding a bacteria up in the heart, but I'm also just clearing any unworthiness, any shame from your past, I was going to hold around age 10, clearing any events, any situations in your life, any relationships, whatever it might have been, that set the stage for this limiting, this limit on your energy. We're clearing that here. Now, the next step is we want to make sure we can align you with what you want. So let's just, is there an energy in place? There is an energy in place, an energy matrix for what you want, your perfect next step. And we're going to make sure that there's a nice solid connection to it so that you can easily bring it in. And there is a connection to it. We just want to open that up. We want to allow it to be not the size of like a pencil, but the size of a big, you know, marker, a colored marker. So we want to open up that conduit so that more energy can connect. It's just going to do that here and lifting off anything that's keeping that a little bit smaller, keeping that capacity down. And what I'm just hearing, Jessica, you may, I am worthy of the perfect opportunity coming into my life. You could even follow that up with, I allow the perfect opportunity to come into my life.
I'm gonna write that down.
Yeah. And you can change words a little bit. Opportunity could be changed to next step. Anybody who's listening, I am worthy of the perfect opportunity or next step coming into my life. I allow the perfect opportunity to come into my life. So you can take these two and play with them. When, in my experience, when I'm reading affirmations, sometimes I'll hear another one right after I read the two. Like all of a sudden one will pop in. Write it down when that happens because it's usually a perfect extension for you. So trust that intuition when it happens. I'll repeat these one more time. I am worthy of the perfect opportunity coming into my life. I allow the perfect opportunity to come into my life. So we have to be worthy of it, and then we have to allow it. We need both of these to be true. Ways to use this affirmation, read them right before you go to bed. Write them on your mirror. This is one of my favorite ways. Your subconscious mind will see it in the morning and at night when you brush your teeth, when you're washing your face, whatever you're doing in your bathroom. And then use it any other way you want. You can even write them on a piece of paper and put it in your pocket to be in your energy field throughout the day. All of these have merit and they can shift energy. But allowing your subconscious mind to see it and connect with it and your conscious mind is powerful. It does actually help start to loosen and shift energy and align us with our desired outcome. Okay. Now, the last thing I want to balance for you is I feel a connection from the gut up into the left upper chest, lymphatic area. So our lymph holds a lot of stuff. It holds a lot of emotion. It holds a lot of toxin. It holds, it houses our first line of defense in terms of our immune system. So we're just going to hold this area. It's just above the kidney 27 point. It's very close, which is, if you're familiar, the sore spot in EFT. But it's this little hollow area just under the clavicle. And we're holding that area. I'm just massaging it on my body for you. And we're loosening anything. And I am holding the upper left for you, any listeners, depending on what your body wants. If it wants the right side, the left side, or both, it will be balanced for you as well. Upper lymphatic. We have lots of nodes up under the clavicles here in the chest. So just holding this left side for you, Jessica. And clearing any of the energy we've talked about, any shame, unworthiness, fear, feeling unstable, having a hard time surrendering, anything like that associated with this that's hiding out in the lymphatic system in the upper chest, we are letting go. We're going to boost movements. We're going to give that lymph a boost in the upper body.
Yeah, that would help my throat.
Mm-hmm. Probably, yeah. So some things you can do to help boost movement in that part of your body. If you have a little mini trampoline, you can rebound gently.
Mm-hmm.
Your feet don't have to even leave the ground. Any kind of gentle up and down motion will, even bouncing on your bed on your bottom, will give you that slight weightlessness that is enough to really start moving the lymph. It's a great way to boost lymphatic flow. Gentle walking, gentle exercise, some of the yoga poses that stretch and open the musculature up there. So some, you know, side to side head and neck stretches, things like that might open up flow. And then some gentle lymphatic massage. Like if you put moisturizer on your face at night, just gently massage and rub the face and then down the neck and into that upper chest area. You're going to really boost movement, physical movement. Lymphatic massage is very gentle, and we can really get things moving. And you'll feel it. Like even in your face, you can hold tension. A gentle rubbing can really move energy and then start to improve circulation, which will boost lymphatic flow and, of course, blood flow. All right, so we're just going to hold all this up. Circulation plug-in in the upper chest, neck, and head to really get things moving. We're actually linking that to anxiety. I think when we feel anxious, sometimes it can be a lack of movement. It can also be stress chemicals building up in our muscles. It can be toxins. So we're just inviting anything that's ready to get detoxed out to move. And this would be through the kidney channel, through water, interstitial fluid getting moved through the lymph, being passed to the kidneys to be excreted. All right, very good. And now, real quick, let's just take an image. Jessica, take an image of the perfect job for you. So this isn't a particular place, but it's a particular being happy, an emotional component of the perfect job. Maybe you have freedom with how to govern your time. Maybe you're challenged and it's exciting. Maybe you're fulfilled because it's making a difference. Take an image, if you can, of that perfect job in your mind, and we're going to power it up. We're going to give it power. We're going to own it fully. I'm worthy of this. I deserve this. This can come to me easily. Opportunities are waiting for me, for my vibration to be high enough to own them. We're just allowing this to come in. And there's just a little bit of remaining tension, actually a little bit lower in the chest on the left side, just clearing that, whatever that resistance is, we're clearing it. All right, very good.
It's interesting. The last couple of days, I got poison ivy, like, on my chest in that area. I just started gardening.
Did you really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. like it must have happened because it's on my arm a little bit. And then when I was sleeping, it must have rubbed sort of like on my chest and my breast. I was like, this is a great place to have it. But it's like right there on the left side.
Yeah, so if you think about the classical laws of homeopathy, like cures like, when we have something like that, I think it is really helping get heat out of the body. It's allowing a release of some kind of energy. So we can just bring in Roustox is the homeopathic remedy for poison ivy. It can really help hot, itchy rashes. And it's also appropriate for chicken pox and other hot, itchy rashes, especially blistery. So we're just inviting the body to let go of that. Yeah, I love that, though, that you're obviously in tune because your surroundings are helping shift what is trying to get out so that you're ready for that next step. So it's beautiful.
Oh, it's interesting. Because I was like, let me look up. I haven't done it yet, but I was like, let me look up what poison ivy means because – this is all new to me. Like I never, been wanting a garden for years, and I just happen to be living on this, like, estate now that there is a farm that I can garden. And, like, that was my kind of first experience is, like, the poison ivy. I mean, some other,
yeah,
experiences else, other, you know, also. But I'm just, like, a couple of days into it, and I'm like, okay, here's the full-on experience of gardening.
Yeah. I would think of it, in my opinion, in my experience, it's more of an acceptance. So the skin is our boundary. It's how we feel about ourselves. Do I feel good in my skin or do I not? And so when we have skin eruptions, I always feel like it's very much linked to shame, sometimes to grief, sometimes to feeling sensitive. But I would think about the emotion of shame and just hold that and allow anything that resonates with you to move out of the skin so that it doesn't have to be erupted. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. You know, and just because we're, that came up is like it was also interesting because I went out like foraging and I grabbed some like dandelions and like, again, this is all new to me. I'm just kind of playing with it. And, getting really in touch with like that medicine woman of me, that from like past lifetimes or what. And I, it was interesting because I ended up making a tincture and I had like a tea. And then in the evening I got like really, I actually ended up having like, my throat, like a revisit of like an issue that I thought was done with like years ago. And it happened twice in this last month, like the month and a half, when I've been doing a lot of shifting and like creating this new job for myself and things like that. And I had these fears that I like maybe poisoned myself, that like I ate something bad where they might have sprayed. It was like just sort of, again, like this old health thing came up again that I was like, I thought this was done with. And it was like really, really kind of scary, that I was like, I don't know. It's just, I was like, I hope that this is like phasing out for good now, but like, I thought I already was done with it. And then it just kind of revisited. It was an awful thing. So,
When you have those moments, just bring yourself back. It's old habitual subconscious programming. And by interrupting that programming, reminding yourself that you're 100% safe, and bringing yourself back to the present moment, out of the mind, out of those negative thought patterns, you're interrupting those thoughts, and then that will start to release that subconscious programming. So that's really the process, is just to notice it, remind yourself it's old stuff, and bring yourself back to the present. You can always ask, is there any element of concern? Do I need to have any element of concern? Most likely the answer is no. It's just old fear coming up and clearing about not feeling safe, owning that power, owning the ability to make a tincture for yourself, owning the ability to heal yourself. So just, it's common, and it only takes a few times in my experience of interrupting until the pattern really just starts to dissolve. So it's not a long drawn out process, but we do just need to notice and then bring ourselves back.
Yeah, I kept breathing through it and I was like, just be present. But it was like, it was challenging me because I did have the experience before that I was being very present, like over the last year. But then this time it came up like sort of with a vengeance. And I was like, oh, my goodness. So like it was kind of, all right, we're going through this again. Just breathe. You're safe. I had to take a pharmaceutical, which I'm not crazy about. But like I did that just – and yeah, so I appreciate the healing because I was feeling like even when you were working on me, like a lot of the anxiety was coming up again and I was like sort of shaking a little bit too, and now I'm feeling like calmer. So yeah,
good.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you're so welcome. And let's give you a quick grounding. And anyone, just give you a nice solid grounding after the session, pulling your energy back down, connecting to the earth, integrating all that work, and giving you that presence to just ground out what you don't need, right? We don't need it. We allow it to move into the ground almost like a lightning rod and dissipate, and then we're left feeling centered and balanced. All right, good. Well, We wish you much luck with your job opportunities. The perfect solution will come. You don't need luck, of course, but just opening to the perfect thing to welcome it in.
Yes, amen.
And let us
thank
know
you.
How it goes.
I will. Thank you. Have a great
weekend.
You're
so welcome.
Thanks for calling.
You too.
All right. We make it to another caller. And again, reminder to all the callers, next hour, it's readings and healings with Change of Compass. 12 o'clock heart wall removal with Lila. It's something different every hour. You can call in. Trying to cover my bases on this retrograde day. Full callers right till 5 p.m. Pacific time, for the love of God. Okay, but we got this. 415,
awesome.
You're next. What's your first name? And where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Anne from Mexico.
Hi.
Hi, Anne.
Hi. That was great.
How are
Thank you.
Today?
Good. I am also looking for a new line of work, so that helped me a lot. What I'd like you to look at is it's kind of strange. It's like the upper right side of my teeth. There's always issues in that area, and I go to the dentist, and they say there's nothing. And it just becomes, maybe I have a filling once, but then it's just always have pain up there. So, and then that's been inflamed again, my whole upper gums on the right side. And so if you could, there must be some things other up there, emotions trapped, or my whole right side is kind of squashed in of my jaw. So there's always have issues on that side.
Do you know why? Is that just a structural thing from birth, or did you have an accident or an injury?
It's a structural thing from birth, and I've had different past life regression of being hit in that area. So it's something that keeps coming back.
Okay. Okay, great. All right, Leah, let me tune in and see what comes up, okay?
Great.
All right, so the very first thing I'm connecting with is something that I learned early on in my practice, and it's really important for, I think, all of us healer types to hear, both consumers and practitioners, and that is that it's really easy for the ego to get connected to a story, especially if it involves our past, especially if someone who's a healer tells us the story.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not saying that this is necessarily the problem here, but I'm at the point in my practice where I almost never tell stories now because people get so latched into them, and it can be really hard to unwind from them. So, and I've been on the receiving end. I've been in a session where it took me over 6 months to clear a trauma from hearing a trauma. It really traumatized me, and it was so unnecessary. So
sure.
What I want to do is give your body permission to let go of old stories.
Yeah.
Because it's as simple as us detaching from them.
Uh-huh.
And these can be conditioned stories too. So I was actually working on this with myself the other day, a attachment to a symptom pattern that I have in my body. And I gave myself permission to let it go in a way that I hadn't before. And I instantly felt some relief in the symptom. So this happens in our mind. It happens in our energy. It happens to things that are projected onto us from places. It can even, and I'm not saying it's not true. Any of these stories can be true, but we have to be willing to let go of them, right? In order to be free.
Yeah. That's
so
the
that's
purpose.
What we're going to do. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right. So let's survey your body. We definitely know that there's this storyline of a past life trauma where you were hit. We know that you have some physical dysfunction, you know, structural issues here in this part of the body. We know that there's some biotoxin immune stuff because we've got pain and inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to invite the body to release any attachment to stories of this is what is true for me. Oh, yeah, I have this issue because of blank. We want to let go of that because if we're not attached to that belief, then it can change. When we're locked into a belief about why something is the way it is, we lock it in. When we focus on something because we're so unhappy with it, we're trying to fix it, I believe we lock it in.
Mm-hmm.
So this can be really a tricky road to navigate when we're in chronic health issues because we have to figure out how to take inspired action, but we also have to not focus on things so much that we get locked into it. So we're going to invite, and let's specifically here hold this past life issue with the jaw on the upper right side, correct? Upper right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. All right. So I'm actually feeling a cantilever type thing. Something's going on the lower left side. So I'm going to hold lower left and upper right.
Okay.
Heavy on that lower left side of the jaw. I'm going to clear any heaviness, any energy, anything that's here. I'm linking this in with bacteria. I've been feeling bacteria since we started talking. I'm just going to hold bacteria. Now, have you had any issues with infections or gum disease or anything at all in your mouth with bacteria?
I'm not gum disease, but root canals and infected teeth.
How many and where were they? Which quadrants were they in?
Everywhere, every quadrant.
Okay, so you've had several.
Yeah.
Holding bacteria. And what we want to do, in my view of the world, in my experience with my clients, an infectious agent is able to remain in the body when it has an energy that it is able to feed on that sustains it. Once we remove the energy that is sustaining it, the immune system can pretty easily clear it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it is not clearing on its own, there is something anchoring it that is keeping the immune system stymied. So that's the idea we're holding here with bacteria in the mouth. And what is coming to me is an anger, a type of anger, like frustration or maybe resentment. It feels more like frustration. Not frustration, if you think about it, it's an emotion where things aren't the way we want, and so we get frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a fighting of reality, right? I mean, I get frustrated all the time.
I'm tapping into my mom right now. I think I learned that my mom would clench her mouth and not talk about her emotions. And I grew up with that. And I clench at night.
Perfect. So let's hold that. Let's hold this in the masseters, which in metaphysics often are linked with our genetic heritage or, you know, what we bring in from our families.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Let's just hold mom. Let's hold that thread of frustration and resentment of not liking what's in front of us and wishing it were different.
Yeah.
That struggle with reality. Yeah. Now, frustration is really good. I don't want to insinuate that it's bad because it helps us be ready to make a change. Anger is the fuel, okay? It is the fuel of change.
Mm.
We just don't want to get stuck there. We don't want it to hang out too long. But it is, if people Definitely. Tell me they never feel angry, I tell them they've got an anger problem because we need to be in touch with frustration. So we're just holding all of this for you here in the mouth with bacteria. Mom's nature, her emotion. All right, and it's that same energy of I just see you putting up your hand and saying, nope, not mine, don't want it. I'm not going to carry that. So this is, again, that idea of making a conscious choice. I'm not going to carry this anymore. I don't want this to affect me.
Mm-hmm.
And choosing to have that power to step away from an energy. So I'm giving you permission to walk away from any story that no longer serves you. Your mom's emotion, a trauma from your past, something that you felt like hasn't been fully cleared, this past life trauma, anything. We're giving you permission to say, you know what? I'm done with you, energy. You've served me. You've given me all the experience I need. I've lived it. I'm marking it complete. I'm ready to let you go. And in your mind, when you do this exercise, you can actually see birds being released, like a batch of doves flying away, or a load of gravel being dumped down onto the ground, or, you know, whatever image works for you, releasing and letting go of this heaviness that we thought we had to carry.
Yeah, I feel that in my belly button all the way down. So
perfect. Perfect. So we're just going to let that shift. I think often we feel like a victim of our traumas. We feel like a victim of our past. We feel like a victim of our upbringing and our parents, what we went through in our childhood. We're giving permission for you to take your power back and say, no, I'm done. I've lived it. I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially with the things that you're aware of, that you've worked on, that you have explored. This is usually a simple process of just letting it go.
Great.
Okay. Back up to the mouth. Okay, so the energy was really cantilevered low and heavy on the left and out of sync on the right. It's now feeling much more balanced. And let's just shepherd in the immune system. So let's give the immune system permission to come and explore the mouth. We're going to do this with the innate immune arm of the immune system and macrophage in specific. We want these macrophages to be able to come and survey and scout and find any hidden bacteria that might be causing stress or causing a problem. We want to clear that up. And we're holding that same power balance here for the immune system. I have the power to clear whatever is straining my immune system in the mouth. I have the power. So we're allowing the immune system to come to feel empowered and to be able to target anything that's straining the body. All right, I am hearing vitamin C. So let's balance your vitamin C, your ability to absorb it, your ability to put it to good use. And if you... you know, you can decide. I'm not giving any medical advice. If you feel that you might benefit from adding a little extra C, that's definitely something that can help, especially if you have bleeding gums or gums that are prone to bleeding. That can be a sign of not enough vitamin C. So we're just balancing vitamin C in the body. And there is an herb that wants to come in, but I'm not putting my finger on it. So I invite you, if you... it's not golden. I would think golden seal, but it's not
golden
feeling
seal, right.
Right.
Antibiotic, right? Like oregano oil. It's good.
Close.
It's gonna
time
oregano oil.
I think oregano feels better than the other two. So yeah, just sit and think about: is there any biologic, herb or essential oil that calls to you that might? You know, just even just rubbing some on your feet at night might be enough to stimulate. Again, I'm not giving medical advice here, so always consider your situation and talk to your healthcare practitioners. But something wants to come in. It could even be just diffused. So we're just going to bring that in. Let's hold oregano for now and really allow that to boost the ecosystem of the mouth. We do have a microbiome of the mouth, and
yeah.
we're boosting.
I really love propolis. I take propolis, which, you know, aligns the queen bee.
Yes.
And there's a great I really believe in propolis. I've upped that.
Very nice. Yep, that's a great immune.
Yeah.
All right, wonderful. So let me ground you here. Do you have, as I ground you, do you have any questions about what we covered?
No, that was wonderful, and it's perfect timing for the show. So thank you very much. I'll listen
again.
You're
at the top of the hour, just so you know, Sarah.
Yes, I know. Yep, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much, Anne, and feel free to let us know how you're doing.
Okay, I sure will. I feel better. Thank you.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening in today for our show. You can find me on newsforthesoul.com, Raise and Energy. And if you're looking for more resources, I have lots of free information on my website. Come and check me out through the link at newsforthesoul.com.
Awesome. And like Sarah said, she's linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Open lines again next hour and the following hour all day long till 5 p.m. Pacific time. So call back in. It's something different every hour. And thanks, Sarah. We'll see you next time. Great show today.
Thank you.
And we're right back in 2 minutes. If you're on the board, you're going to have to call back in each show to get back on the board. Here we go.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.